Monday, the 13th of February, 1983. But first, this news update.
This is Trent Lane. Pierce County Executive Booth Gardner became the first official candidate for governor this election year. He announced this morning in Fife he's seeking the Democratic nomination. Gardner took aim in his announcement at Republican Governor John Spellman. He charged the incumbent has not supported low-income or disabled people, nor education. He also said their career goals are quite different.
No desire to spend my entire life in elected politics. My goal is to get in, do the job as I've done here, to do it there, and then I care to go back into teaching of the private sector. And I do not have any desire to make a career out of politics. Therefore, the decisions I make are not going to be predicated on whether or not I get reelected. And I think that's the problem that John Spellman has.
Gardner's main opponent for the Democratic nomination is expected to be Seattle State Senator Jim McDermott. Panama's president abruptly and mysteriously stepped down today, 4 months before the Central American nation holds its first presidential elections in 12 years. According to an official announcement, Vice President Jorge Iwaka has taken over the duties of President Ricardo de Espriella. There was no explanation for the sudden resignation. Espriella held the post for less than 2 years. The Washington House moved a step closer to bringing a lawsuit against Oregon over the taxation of Washington residents today. A resolution authorizing Attorney General Ken Eikenberry to file the suit has approved unanimously and sent to the state Senate. Then the House followed up by approving another resolution urging a special session of the Oregon legislature to repeal the tax. It was also dispatched to the Senate with a unanimous vote. Vancouver Democrat Dean Sutherland said he was convinced there was enough votes in the legislature to repeal the tax if Oregon Governor Vic Atiyah would call a special session. First Lady Nancy Reagan arrives in Seattle this evening on a trip that will be highlighted by a visit to a Mercer Island Elementary School classroom tomorrow. The First Lady is making a West Coast swing to speak about controlling drug abuse and to talk about the findings of a television special on the subject that was broadcast on PBS. Following her visit to Seattle, the First Lady will travel to Sacramento. Soviet soldiers and police stood guard outside Moscow's Red Square today as workers completed preparations for tomorrow's funeral of Yuri Andropov. Earlier today, the Community Party Central Committee picked 72-year-old Konstantin Chinyoko to replace Andropov, who died Thursday. The new Soviet leader is expected to meet briefly with Vice President Bush following the funeral. President Reagan kicked off 2 days of Middle East talks today with a meeting with Jordan's King Hussein at the White House. In statements to reporters afterward, Reagan and Hussein recommitted themselves to a peaceful solution in the troubled region. Tomorrow, Reagan will meet with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and they will have lunch with both leaders. Seismic readings on Mount St. Helens today indicate rocks are still falling from the lava dome and lava is still pushing its way upward from the volcano's core, but scientists aren't sure because they haven't been able to see the volcano firsthand since last week due to cloudy weather. Tom Corcoran of the U.S. Forest Service says observation crews are on standby alert, but notes the forest calls for the clouds to continue. Seattle's Debbie Armstrong became the first American to win an Olympic gold medal in alpine skiing in 12 years today, and afterwards said she had a gas winning the women's giant slalom. The 20-year-old Armstrong said the only thing she thought about when she woke up this morning was how much fun she was going to have. Both of Armstrong's parents were present at the stunning win on Yohorina Mountain. Armstrong has never won a giant slalom event before her success today. The win has brightened up what so far has been a disappointing season for the American women's alpine team. It appears that Washington will pass a bill to allow victims of domestic violence to seek protection order without having to file for divorce. A measure creating the order is in the House Judiciary Committee and will probably be passed later this week. The protection order would be the same as a restraining order sought during divorce, but also would be available to any victim of domestic violence regardless of marital status. Judith Klayman of Evergreen Legal Services told the committee that police who are usually reluctant to enter a domestic violence situation because many of them get hurt support the bill because it provides some direction.
Other states that have passed these laws have gotten strong support from law enforcement. One, because it does tell them what to do, says if you see violence or if there's an order that's been issued that says no violence and the order is violated, arrest. And so it tells them specifically what to do. And secondly, it leads to a decrease in violence. That's the experience of our sister state, Oregon.
If the bill passes, Washington will become the 44th state to have such a law. And three men who took off from Seattle for a trip around the world are homing in on the island of Biak in Indonesia this afternoon. Their flight spokesman predicts they will arrive in Seattle tomorrow morning in time to set a new speed record for circumnavigating the Earth in a Learjet 35 aircraft. The three flyers and their three passengers expect to ride 100-mile-an-hour winds distance from Wake Island to Honolulu tonight in time to beat the 50-hour, 25-minute record set by female flyer Brooke Knapp last year. Ironically, Knapp left today on another round-the-world trip over China and the Soviet Union, trying to break the speed record in a larger and longer-range classes of aircraft. I'm Trent Ling, FM 88 News.